Good morning, Howard. Today is Monday, 23rd of April, and right now it's partly cloudy and 28 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is mostly cloudy in the morning, then partly cloudy. Temperatures will be ranging from low of 28 to high of 32 degrees Celsius with a heat index of 37 degrees Celsius. It will be breezy. We can expect winds from southeast at 5 to 25 kilometers per hour. And forecast for later on says partly cloudy in the evening, then overcast with a chance of a thunderstorm and rain. Chance of rain is on 40% with rainfall amount near 1.8 mm possible. Moon is waxing crescent and illuminated on 3%. Amphitheater Group reminds us for the collective concentration under the banyan tree tomorrow on 24th of April, Darshan Day, the mother's final arrival day. Let us meet in silence for our concentration under the Mater Mandir Banyan on this special day from 6 p.m. to 6:45 p.m. Today at 7:30 p.m. in Unity Pavilion in International Zone, we can listen to Kati, who will present us a talk with the title On a Peace Mission in Georgia. An event is organized by German Pavilion Group. And here is Kalki talking about her presentation on Saturday in Town Hall. Good morning, Kalki.
Good morning.
On Saturday, you will present, you will have a talk.
On Saturday at 5 p.m. in Town Hall Conference Hall, I have a presentation. It's called The Life of Others. The others are the third gender people, or you can say the transgenders, gender people. Well, in India, we have a very long history, and even in our epics, in our history, and everywhere in our manuscripts, in Kama Sutra and in the Veda, you can find the other dimension, male, female, and the other dimension. So the transgender community, also known as Hijras in Hindi and Tirunangai in Tamil, have been a part and have been as a character. Also, they appear in Ramayana, Mahabharata, and all epics. But today in the contemporary world, due to the narrow-mindedness about sexuality and gender, the transgender people are also suffering as beggars and sex workers. So, but once upon a time, they were in the palaces as teachers and dancers as well, and they were excellent cooks. So I'm going to talk about the situation, the contemporary situation of the transgenders, the third gender people of India, in the contemporary world, as well as how it was in the Indian society a couple of centuries ago, and how it had always been in the history and in the epics of India.
Yeah. So that will happen on Saturday at 5 p.m. in Town Hall, correct?
Yes. Yes. And I'm inviting everyone to participate and listen to what I have to say. It will be very interesting. It has a beautiful PowerPoint presentation of the transgender people from various parts of India. Mm. It's going to be very beautiful presentation.
And as you said, you are busy and beautiful, yeah?
I think all of us are, including yourself.
Thank you for the day. See you.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. at the Red Door of Arca, Giorgio and friends will share with the community a selection on a projection of chronotypes we just tried to collect last year from the end of the September to the end of November. The learning community invites us to their open house on Thursday, 26th of April. The children will offer performances and presentations from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. Thereafter, there will be various stalls to discover and delicious treats prepared by the children. They're asking us to join them at the new La School building. Turn right after Kalabrumi if you are coming from Sola Kitchen Way. And all are welcome. And also on Thursday at 5:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, Resident Assembly Service invites community to a general meeting with the topic of choosing the next Lavenir d'Oroville Town Development Council. The Resident Assembly Service would like to invite us to hear the results of the long-awaited selection process study group and to discuss their proposal for the process by which the community will select the next Lavenir Town Development Council team. The selection process study group will present the results of their examination of better ways of choosing working groups for the community, and secondly, a detailed proposal for how this could be applied to choosing the next Lavenir. On the last event of the season, Swedam World Cafe invite us on Friday, 27th of April, to a live music concert with Yemadas at 8 p.m. and Surian, Lorraine and Joel at 9 p.m. Another 4 days separates us from summer holidays when all the schools will be closed for 2 months. But Centerfield and Nandanam Kindergarten want to offer a summer program of games, crafts, stories, and swimming pool to children of age 4 to 7, not for the children above 8. If you are willing to help the teachers to run the program, they are asking you to come to a meeting at Centerfield Kindergarten on Saturday, 5th of May at 10 a.m. SIA Transport Service informs us that the road between Kulapalam SBI Bank and La School is being repaired. Therefore, the school bus will stop at the SBI Bank to pick up and drop the school children. The bus going to Pondi will go via Arulek Road and Bumia Palare till the road work is done. Also, ACT buses will follow the same route until the road is completed. At Cinema Paradiso, the celebration for the Earth Day, which was yesterday, 22nd of April, is keep going on with a series of environment films. So tonight at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall at 8 p.m., we can see a documentary, Boom Aka One Day Ahead of Democracy, made in India, Japan, USA, Netherlands in 2011 by director Amlan Dutta. And tomorrow, at the same place and time, they will screen documentary, In the Forest Hangs a Bridge, and Words on Water, made in India in 1999 by director Sanjay Karp. And on Wednesday, we can see docudrama Le Quattro Volte, four times, made in Italy, Germany, and Switzerland in 2010 by director and writer Michelangelo Framattina. L'Avenir Town Development Council informs us that Auril Town Development Council have invited the Frontiers Polymers on May 2nd at 2 p.m. at the office Auril Town Development Council Town Hall to describe their line of products, mainly the movable speed breakers made of recycled natural rubber. Any professionals interested in this presentation are welcome to participate in the meeting at the office of the Auril Town Development Council. And here's our last announcement about the last call for clearing, because the clearing teams are back in action. Terms are out to finish the remaining job of cleaning after effects of Cyclone Tane. If you still have your home, community, or unit to be cleared of branches, twigs, or trees, then please send us a mail to avcrt@oroville.org. And in case you would like to contact by phone, then please contact Angela on 944-365-9885 or Alok on 944-372-8734. Best time to call is in the afternoon. But if you would prefer to have a personal contact, then Bridget would be happy to receive your request at L'Avenir office top floor in Town Hall. Arun and Alok are coordinating the work, and currently team lead by Mooney is working in Centerfield area, Eric in Dana area, Selvaraj in Aspiration, Armudel and other communities on eastern side of Auril. Arun and Alok are available for specific requests. You could also choose to inform directly to any of the team leaders about your clearing request. Even the most beautiful thoughts will not make us progress unless we have a constant will for them to be expressed in us through noble feelings, more exact sensation, and better actions, wrote the mother in the words of the mother in volume 14. Thank you for listening us, so you can contact us on ourwillradio.org. I am real from head to toe.